This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday evening, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sat down with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, for their latest conversation. And don't worry, they had a proper amount of social distance between them. Roby asked John Brummett how he thought public officials are doing in their efforts to communicate with us.
Well, the governor's getting pretty good marks from everyone, including a lot of liberals who haven't wanted to give him the credit I've been giving him for two or three years. He is reporting daily. He is reporting measured, accurate information. He's taking the questions, and if he feels a need to finesse them, he does that. He surrounds himself with what looks like a pretty competent team, and he is taking reasonable, affirmative action. You can argue about whether he's taking too much or too little, but I think he gets good marks, and I think there's clarity from the governor. There's a feeling of, this is credible information, and I trust that he's pretty good guy. The federal level, let's face it, and not to politicize this, but Donald Trump is the most polarizing figure of modern times. And he is now the point person in the position of being the national leader for what is an uncommonly frightful crisis. And I do not believe that, and less than half the people believe him. And he also is given, and I think even some of his supporters would admit this, he is given to talking about everything in a grandiose, self-referential way, giving himself credit for doing a great job without showing that he's doing a great job. So I think the state is doing well. I think most governors are doing well. A phenomenon is that Governor Cuomo's briefings in New York are now a national phenomenon, people finding them more helpful than Trump's. The doctor, Fauci. Excellent. And when he has a disagreement with the president or he needs to correct him, he does so in a subtle way. And we have, I think he's been important. But I think that, and this is common, I don't want to go on too much, but in Arkansas, we always knew, historically, we trust our governors. We get to know them, they're close, they're nearby, we see them. Our governors get incredible positive ratings, whether it's Hutchinson, BB, Huckabee, whomever. Federal level, not so much. But that turns out to be true of most states. You find nearly governors everywhere are getting pretty good marks for their affirmative, assertive action, and people are not feeling good about what they're hearing each day from the federal government.
Let's talk lastly here just about how long you think people, society as a whole, can do this social distancing thing. I mean, we're not even 2 weeks into it here in Arkansas. And I sense it's already difficult for many people. Right. And it doesn't look like there's any end in sight.
This is such an unnatural thing. We're an energetic people. We're a social people. We measure ourselves by getting out and doing things. We're facing a crisis. What do you normally do when you're in a crisis? You get mobilized into action. What is this crisis causing us to be told to do? Mobilize into immobility. Here's a check. Sit on your couch. Don't do anything. Don't do anything while we can't tell you what the situation is. We're asking you to sit there and do nothing, and we're probably going to send you a check. But I don't know how long it'll be. And we don't know exactly what the situation is right now because we don't have testing kits, and we can't take an inventory of where we are. Yeah. What I just described, with all due respect to the spirit of the American people, is not a sustainable system or form of human behavior. You can't do that in the long term. You've got to have some incentive. Okay, show me that it's worse and make me be even more drastic in my behavior, or show me the end game, or show me how it gets better. Failing that, I don't know when, I can't possibly say when, but I'm just telling you this kind of model is not a plan, and it's not conducive to normal human behavior for you, or for me, or for most of the folks out there. So. The narrative has to change. It may change to the worse, and we'll deal with that. It may change to the better, and we'll feel better. But just sit in a bunker while we don't tell you any facts, no. No, can't last long.
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he spoke Sunday evening with Roby Brock. Roby with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find the entire conversation at talkbusiness.net.